Long before there were cities like New York and Chicago, these giant cities were scattered across the nation. Today, we try to uncover their link and learn about those who lived there. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Join Farm Journal agronomists this summer for the Farm Journal Yield Tour. Led by industry experts Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer, topics include assessing technology for maximum return and mastering variable rate and multi-hybrid planting. There will also be a live AgriTalk taping with host Chip Flory. Visit agweb.com/Farm Journal Yield Tour to find a stop near you. Sponsored by Valent, Trimble, and AgriGold.
Don't be left behind in the field. Young farmers and ranchers can learn from industry experts and network with peers during the Growing Forward Young Farmer event in Indianapolis, August 8th through 9th, hosted by Farm Journal Media. Industry experts will cover topics including farming in 2028, seven critical success factors for the 21st century farm, and ways to avoid common grain marketing mistakes. This event is brought to you exclusively by AgriGold, in partnership with Commodity Ag, Stoller, and Top Third Ag Marketing. Visit regonline.com/growingforward.
Michael Wyatt shares the story of Dixon Mounds, a series of Indian burial mounds in central Illinois. Archaeologists can tell us much about the people who lived here about 1,000 years ago.
These big Mississippian towns that dotted this river valley and many other places east of the Mississippi River were large communities. There may have been 800 or 900 people. They tended to have a stockade around them, a wall of logs. In the interior, there would be groups of houses that would comprise neighborhoods, and then open plaza areas, which were probably ritual areas.
There's still much of the story to piece together, but it seems the communities hundreds of miles apart had a bond in the way they lived life and how they organized their cities.
And when you look at them, from Georgia to eastern Oklahoma, from the New Orleans area to southern Wisconsin, they are largely laid out in the same general organization.
In some locations, these vast cities were still in existence when the first Europeans met the Native Americans.
In the Deep South, there's a Dutchman named De Pratz who's in New Orleans in the 1720s, and he writes of accounts of visiting the Great Natchez villages. And when you read his account and look at his drawings, he was in a Mississippian town.
However, here in central Illinois, the story is different.
When the French first arrive here, these big Mississippian communities have been abandoned. And one of the pieces of research that we're most interested in is to try to determine what it is that leads to the abandonment of those communities, and essentially the culture appears to disappear as well.
Today, Dixon Mounds is an excellent place to explore and learn about the citizens of the great cities that once lived across this nation. Traveling the countryside in Havana, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.